WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Overthinking Cure. You know that feeling when your mind's racing like a Formula One car on caffeine? Thoughts are ping-ponging, worries are multiplying faster than rabbits in spring, and you just can't seem to find that elusive chill. Well, friend, we're here to talk about cultivating calm. Because let's be real, in this crazy world, a peaceful mind is like having an oasis in the desert. Now, before you think, meditation gurus, or Himalayan retreats, hear me out. We're not talking about some mystical, unattainable state. Cultivating calm is about practical techniques and mindful habits you can weave into your everyday life. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you quiet the mental noise and find that inner peace. First up, mindful breathing. Seriously, this is like the superpower of calming your mind. Ever noticed how a deep breath can instantly shift your mood? It's not magic, it's science. When we breathe deeply, our nervous system cools down, releasing those stress hormones and bringing a sense of calm. So next time you feel overwhelmed, take 5 slow, intentional breaths. Inhale the good vibes, exhale the worries. You got this. Number 2, body scan meditation. This one's a game changer. It involves systematically focusing your attention on different parts of your body, noticing any sensations, warmth, tingling, tightness. Sounds kinda weird? Trust me, it works wonders for grounding yourself and releasing tension you didn't even realize you were holding. Think about it like this. You wouldn't ignore a pain in your knee, right? So why ignore the subtle aches and tensions in your body? This practice helps you become more aware of your physical sensations, allowing you to release what's no longer serving you. Third, embrace imperfection. Let's be real, we all have those inner critics, whispering doubts and anxieties. But here's the truth. Perfection is an illusion. Striving for it only sets us up for disappointment. Instead, embrace those imperfections, they make us human. Celebrate your wins, learn from your mistakes, and remember that progress over perfection is the real goal. Next up, limit screen time. Ever notice how scrolling through social media can leave you feeling drained and anxious? Yeah, me too. It's easy to get sucked into the comparison game and feel like we're constantly falling short. So set boundaries for yourself. Schedule time for digital detox, disconnect from the noise and reconnect with what truly matters. And lastly, find your flow. What are those activities that completely absorb you, where time seems to disappear? Whether it's painting, playing music, gardening, or even doing a jigsaw puzzle, these flow states bring joy and fulfillment. Make time for the things that light you up, because when we're engaged and passionate, our minds naturally find more peace. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're rushing to get ready for work, juggling emails, trying to make breakfast, all while your mind's racing with to-do lists and deadlines. Suddenly, you remember those 5 key takeaways we just talked about. Take a deep breath. Focus on the sensations in your body, your feet on the floor, the warmth of your coffee mug. Remind yourself that perfection isn't required, just doing your best is enough. Put down your phone for a few minutes and engage in something you enjoy, a quick song, a funny meme, anything that brings a smile to your face. See? That's how it works. You can find moments of calm even amidst the chaos. So remember, cultivating calm isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight. It's about making small, intentional choices every day that bring more peace and presence into your life. Take those deep breaths, listen to your body, celebrate your wins, disconnect when needed, and find joy in the things that matter most. You deserve a peaceful mind, and with a little practice, you can have it. Before we wrap up, I want to hear from you. What's one technique you're going to try this week to cultivate more calm? Share your thoughts in the comments below, or send me a message on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, remember to breathe, be kind to yourself, and keep chasing that inner peace.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.